Sky Sports News Radio. On demand.
Okay, we're here at a really sunny Wembley and a media day for the next NFL series games coming up. Three games, so it's a landmark year for the NFL. I've got Atlanta Falcons' OC Manura with me, who's already played at Wembley with the Giants, of course. OC, good to be back.
Yeah, awesome, man. It's great to be here, man. It's under different circumstances because the weather's beautiful today. Hopefully we can get this type of weather when we play, but that's probably doubtful.
Yeah, I think I'm going on past experiences. I think that's probably pretty doubtful. Does it give you a nice sense of pride playing at England's National Stadium?
Oh, no question. You know, being a British citizen myself and having been born and raised here for the first, you know, couple of years of my life, it's really been nothing like it. The first time we played was good. I think this time is even going to be better.
I was about to say, what really hit you from the first time you played here? What do you remember from that game?
Well, I remember my mom coming over from Nigeria, and she had never watched me play a game before ever. So that was the first thing that really struck me. And then outside of that, I remember when they were playing the British National Anthem, and I was actually singing, and then they had the cameras on me. And I don't think a lot of people really knew that this is where I was born. So, you know, to see me singing it and then seeing the fans react to that, I think that was awesome.
Will you be passing on some of your experience to the rest of the Falcons in, you know, how to handle the trip, the build-up, and the atmosphere, which every player that I speak to who's played at Wembley said it's almost akin to a Super Bowl, and of course you know what that feels like.
Yeah, I'll tell them what I can, but to be honest with you, there's really no way you can prepare yourself for that until you experience it, you know, and I can tell them anything I want to until they come out here and see for themselves. I think that's going to be the key.
And of course it would be interesting for you to see how much the NFL has grown in Britain from the last time. I mean, when you first played here, it was seen as a bit of a gimmick, maybe a one-off. Now, three games at Wembley.
Yeah, it's just going to keep on coming, too. Three, four. Next year, soon it's going to be eight. And before you know it, there's going to be a team here.
I mean, that's the big talking point, isn't it? Everyone seems to have their opinion on it. Would you be happy to come over here and play?
Oh, no question. I think by the time the league gets here, I'll be done playing, man. So, you know, I'll come out here and help the team out, you know, in some form or fashion. But playing, I don't think I'll be still playing by the time that's done.
How do the games go down in the States, and do people over there realize that there's a growing wealth of knowledge about the game over here now?
I don't think they understand yet, but you know, the more they do know one thing, the NFL isn't stupid. They know that for a fact. So, you know, the fact that all these games are being played out here, they have to know that there's something going on over here. There's a movement going on over here for American football, and they're going to embrace it.
And as a team, you're losing a home game to come and play over here. Do you think that'll make a difference to your season?
I don't think so. You know, it's just going to be an experience. Whether it's a home game or not, you know, we're going to be playing the Detroit Lions, who are a good football team, and I think we're just going to have a good time with it.
And your game's an experimental one. It's an early kickoff over here, so it'll be a breakfast kickoff and a national game to be screened over in America. I mean, that's a big step as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, man. I think we're kicking off at 9 in the morning.
Breakfast bowl.
Yeah, that's going to be a little odd, but you know, maybe we'll practice and do things in a way that maybe our schedule will be kind of, you understand, we'll kind of keep our schedule the same mentally as far as the time differential.
And you and the Lions are sort of in a similar position. You know, much was expected last season. I mean, especially when the Falcons were one step away from the Super Bowl and then to not make the playoffs and to be so disappointing. How did that go down?
That was bad, but, you know, we had a lot of injuries. We had a lot of things go wrong for us. I don't see a way in which that's going to happen again.
How important will it be to have Julio Jones and Roddy White both fit? Because, I mean, they're arguably the best receiving duo in the league.
Yeah, I think they definitely are the best receiving duo in the league. And whenever you take players like that off of your offense, it becomes difficult to move the ball the way you're accustomed to. So they're both back now. They both seem pretty healthy. I think we're going to be fine.
But, of course, this year's no Tony Gonzalez there. Is that going to be a big miss? I mean, unless, you know, he does a Brett Favre and comes back yet again.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about a Hall of Fame player. So, you know, we're going to miss him, no question about that. But other guys are going to have to step up, and I have confidence that they will.
And is the whole team fully behind Matt Ryan?
Oh, no question. Matt's an elite quarterback in the NFL. We've seen him do it. We saw all the things that he fought through last year, through the offensive line struggles and, you know, his receivers, you know, getting injured, and he kept on fighting. So he's a very good football player, and we look forward to him playing very well this year.
So how is the overall mood in the camp coming up to the new season? Is it one of positivity? What's the minimum aim for the next season?
Definitely. Definitely very positive. We think we're going to be able to get a lot of things accomplished this year. We all think last year was an aberration, and this year I think we're going to be good.
Sky Sports News Radio. On demand.